Hello, Tribe. Here I am, live from California. I had to think for a second. I have been in three time zones this week, doing the traveling, all the things. Can you guys let me know if you can hear me okay, since I am not where I'm supposed to be? Guys, I'm flying out right after this. This has been a whirlwind trip. I've not been able to meet anyone on this trip, hardly. I mean, it's just been, I've been in Phoenix. I'm in, I think I'm in Carlsbad. I literally flew in on Friday, right after I'd been at a week-long training. I had to get some sleep and then turned around and did a full day of training yesterday. And then that didn't end until the evening. And then I got up this morning, ate breakfast. I'm doing this call, doing another call right after this, and then I go straight to the airport to get on a plane to go home. It has, I will tell you, I'm really glad. You know how I like to start with tribe planning? I'm really glad last week when I was talking to all of you on the Zoom call, we were doing weekly planning. I was really getting my mindset around needing, oh, by the way, let me get my water. I was really doing mindset work. On making sure that how I was going to like show up for myself through the week. You know, I went to bed each night at a good time. I really stayed on top of water all week long. I brought my BCAAs with me, which is just branched chain amino acids. I drink Extend, but they just kind of help me keep a little bit. There's no caffeine or anything in it, but it's good for your muscles and stuff. And so I've been drinking it for years. You guys can talk about it in the chat if you want to, but it just helps me kind of stay in a routine and stay regular and all that kind of stuff. So I brought my sleep remedy with me, all the things. So I really planned out the week, and I will tell you, I have, I'm at good energy today. Now I will say I am tired. I was in bed literally at 7 PM last night. I slept from 7 to 4:30 this morning, but I've been really aware of making sure that I get up every day at 4:30 in the morning so that when I go back to Central Time, that I don't have to roll back too hard. So it'll, you know, it'll feel like 6:30 to me. But it's a lot easier for me to kind of go back to my 5 a.m. wake up call at home if I don't have so far to go. So if I'd been just, you know, sleeping until 6 o'clock, it would feel like 8 o'clock my time. So, I do a lot of like managing myself when I travel. And I know a lot of you are traveling this week, so that's kind of why I wanted to share this, is because it's Thanksgiving week. We're going to talk more about holiday strategy and travel and all that stuff tomorrow. So here is my plan for this week. I want to talk to you about coming home strategies. So I think it's really important that when you've been traveling and you're coming home, you know, a lot of times when you travel or you go on vacation or whatever, a lot of us are coming home on Sundays. You know, we're at the start of a new week. And when I used to, before, y'all know that I now have my sister-in-law, I hire her to pre-cook all of our food. So she does all of our food prep. It is the best money I spend. I know not everyone gets to do that, but I'm all about anything that can make life a little bit easier and faster so that you can work on important things. So I spend the money on Aunt JJ rather than spending the money on going out to eat, because it is more important to me to be able to have my time in the tribe. I prioritize you guys. You know, I'm going to, like, I'm still going to be healthy. I'm still going to eat right and stuff, but I'm going to tell you that 3 hours that I would normally spend on a Sunday, I have my calls with you guys now for those 3 hours on Sundays, because I always do this call, which is about 2 hours. And most Sundays, I usually have like the Queen's Club, the mentors, like I just have calls right after you guys. And it's important to me to be able to have that time. It's also important to me that I don't eat like a donkey ass because I'm, you know, sitting here running my business. So I sent my order into Aunt JJ. And I made sure that what I requested this week, because I've been traveling all week, full of vegetables and full of fruit. I mean, it is just like a big ass salad, fruit bowls. I since I was on the road, I got into my Fiber One again. I'm like, I'm back on my cereal, and I really like mixing it with Greek yogurt. And I was like, you bring me some blueberries. I want them all washed. Like, I've ordered nuts, all the things. So I really made sure that everything this week was super healthy, super fresh, full of the nutrients because I have been eating in restaurants around the clock. And it's not that you can't eat healthy meals, guys, but you're never going to get the variety and you're never going to get the amount of fresh nutrients as you want just eating in restaurants the entire week. So I really prioritize that when I ordered my food. The other thing that I will make sure that I do is tomorrow morning, I am going to get up whether I want to or not because I like to get back on my schedule. It will be hard the next couple of days. I also structured my workouts to where like tomorrow is just a walking day so that I don't have like a full day of travel. I won't even get home till after 10 o'clock tonight. I wanted to make sure that whatever I did on Monday was easy and like not hard to motivate myself to do and all the things. So I just looked at my week. It's also Thanksgiving week. So I made sure that I made my Thanksgiving day plan. We'll talk more about that tomorrow night, but that is also on my calendar. But I packed my planner is right over there in the suitcase. And this morning I went to the restaurant. I had breakfast. I had coffee. I had my planner and I was just listening to a mindset podcast. And I did my plan by my lonesome in the hotel restaurant because I wanted to have it done and I wanted to know what my brain was going to be doing when I got home. I think the big thing with planning for this week that I want to do with you guys is I really want you to think about this. And y'all can post this in the chat. On a scale of 1 to 10, looking at last week, how committed were you to making sure you were planning? So the way to think about this is to look back at the last 7 days. If you made a plan every day, I'm not talking about following it. I'm talking about how committed are you to each day writing down a plan, thinking about what you're going to do and stuff. So y'all let me know. Let's see, a 0. Okay, we got to get that number up. I'm not sure what your name is because I can only see B-R-E. A 10. I made it, that's 10. So everybody on here is planning. Oh, wait a minute. It scrolled all the way down. 8s, 10s, 1s, 2s, a 6. Okay, guys, here's what I want you to do. If you are a 10, high five, double down on that. Here's what I want for all of my 10s. Will you please post now, if you're a 10, what it did for you this week? How did it make it easier? Like give everybody one thing. Make sure you have all panelists and attendees checked, guys, so that everybody can see your answers. Otherwise, it's just me seeing them, okay? I want you to post, if you're a 10, how did it help your weight loss this week? And whether or not you lost weight this week, like think about it long term. What did it do for you? Did it make this week easier? Did it just get you framed up? Did it make you question things? That's what planning does for me. Like I planned this week. I was not perfect in my eating, but I guarantee you my brain was really trained on paying attention. I can't tell you how many times this week I was eating and I would listen to myself go like, oh, it's so good. Because I was eating restaurant food. And I'm going to tell you, I don't eat shit when I go to a restaurant. I usually order something that looks good. So I would catch myself and I would be thinking, oh, it just looks so good. Let's just eat all of it. You paid, because I'm going to tell you, I'm staying in places in California. It's like $35 a meal. I'm not joking. There's a small part of my inner child who was broken poor wanting me to go to a gas station and get food. Like I'm just like, what are we doing? So I really wanted to finish everything. I had all the chatter, all of it. Everything was telling me I should finish my food. I paid for this. This is so good. You've had a long week. Just all the things. But because I had planned, I also heard this other little voice going, you know, it might not be too bad if we just don't finish it. What if we just like push it aside for a minute and just see what happens? Guys, that is the conversation that goes on my brain all the time. All the time. I want you guys to just know this, that like even this morning, I will tell you. So here's what I'm taking on the plane with me. This is the leftovers from breakfast. I was sitting there eating breakfast and I really wanted something sweet. I did not want savory. I did not want eggs and bullshit. I was like, I want something sweet. So they had this thing called a banana quinoa nut bowl. And so I know it had a banana. I knew it had a lot of nuts. I knew it had quinoa, but I really wanted some fruit. So I was like, well, I'll get a fruit plate too. So I ordered a fruit plate. Well, it comes out. It ain't no damn fruit plate. It's like a few berries with granola and a lot of yogurt. It was like a parfait thing. And I asked the guy, I said, this is a fruit plate? And he said, no, that's what we serve. So then I basically had these two things. And I was just like wanting to eat all of it because it was a lot. It was a lot of money and it was tasty and nobody would know. Now, even in my brain, it was like, girl, when you get done with these calls, your ass gotta go straight to the airport. You ain't going to be able to eat your lunch. You're going to be skipping time zones. You won't get home till 10. You can just eat all of it. And then I was like, yeah, but God, if you eat all that right now, you don't feel like shit on your call. Like I had this other voice that was talking to me, reasoning with the other one. And I was like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take part of it and I'm going to, that can travel on an airplane. It may not taste amazing, but I'm going to take it with me. And that way later on, if I get hungry, I have something to eat and this will do me just fine. Because I know the airport I'm going to and it sucks. Like it does not have like options and all that kind of good stuff. So I have this long conversation and I talk myself into not eating all of it, even though I really wanted to, even though I worked out, even though I was traveling, even though no one would know, even though every other excuse had come in. And that is what planning does for you. Planning allows you to remember what your higher self wanted for you. It doesn't mean that every meal goes perfect. It doesn't mean you always follow the plan. It sometimes means you make 30 plans that you bust wide open before the 31st plan actually works. But you will never have the 31st plan work if the other 30 don't fail. When you stop planning, you stop giving yourself the option to succeed. And that is what happens to you. So for the rest of you who are not a 10, and I appreciate everyone here, the reason why I had all of my 10s put in there, what planning does for them, is because I really want you to read those things. And I want you to see what you are actively choosing to deny yourself. Like, you know what? Here I am. I'm not planning. You know why? Because I break plans. And I also have actively decided to quit giving myself an option to do better. I've also quit trying to decide what I might want for myself. I'm going to sit here in my diaper and just wait for magic. This is what we do. We don't plan for our success. We sit around wondering, when is success going to fall out of the sky and just drop on me like that witch from The Wizard of Oz? Y'all don't need a house to drop on you. You don't need an ass kicking. You don't need any of that shit. Do you know what you need to do? Get off your ass and write with a piece of paper and a pen. It's no more complicated than that. If you ain't got my planner, I bet you, you might have sticky notes or pieces of paper somewhere in your life where you can just write down, here's some shit I'll eat today. Here's some shit I'll think today. I don't care what you do, but you have to, if you really want to lose weight and you're absolutely serious, you need to get off your ass. You need to start planning for what you want rather than whining about what you don't have. Because that's where most of us are. We're in Wineville in our heads. I wonder when I'm going to lose weight. I wonder if this will ever click. I don't understand why everybody else is getting it but me. You know why everybody else is getting it but you? Because they get out a piece of paper and they write when they don't want to. The people who are doing shit they don't want to are the ones who are actually getting the shit that they actually want. That's the path to success. The path to success is not somebody comes and picks your ass up and carries you down it. If you're waiting on someone to give you a piggyback ride on the train to your weight loss, you're going to wait forever. Nobody wants to carry your ass. Hell, you probably don't want to carry it either. Don't expect somebody else to motivate you and clear the path for you. I've given all of you the tools. This is why I start each week with the weekly planning message. You have to write down your food ahead of time. And if you're going to argue, then argue while you're writing and just see what happens. You have way more evidence in this tribe that doing the plans and doing the recovery worksheets and overeating your way to weight loss works. Quit looking at your own stinking evidence that you overate, it must mean I'll never lose weight. Every person that's lost weight has done that. Quit lying to yourself. It works. Do not trust your brain anymore. If you're below a 10, stop trusting your brain that it knows any better. It doesn't. If it knew better, you'd already have lost your weight. Now, for all of you that were a 1, a 0, 1, 2, wherever your number was, if you were below a 10, here's what I want you to do. I do not want you to aim to go to a 10 next week. I want you to figure out how to, if I feel like I was a 1, how can I get to a 2? Does that mean I'm going to at least plan my breakfast all week? Am I at least going to plan, I'm going to plan Monday and Friday? Whatever it's going to take to just get you one number ahead is what I want your brain to go to work on. So for all of you that are a 0, 1, 2, or whatever your number is now, I want you to put in the notes what you will agree to do for yourself this week. This is the best week to start. It's Thanksgiving week. What other better week is there to start than a holiday week? You might as well have a plan going into the holidays rather than sitting around wondering, like, when's the perfect day to start? If I can just get past Thanksgiving, then everything will be so much better. Ain't nothing going to be better after Thanksgiving. There's no better moment than this moment right now. I promise all of you. Okay. I'm going to stop the recording. Miss Betsy, there will be 3 recordings this time. So this is the weekly planning. I would like it to start. I want us to start collecting the weekly plan episodes, and I want us to have a category. So when people are wondering about planning, we just have all of our calls in one section.